Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and welcome, Mom, back to the show. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We are so happy to be back here for the podcast, and I feel like we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
It is a couple days after the Memorial Day weekend, kicking off the summer, and kicked off it was.
It was. We kicked it off in style.
Yes, yes. And we just have like a lot to catch up on, but I hope everyone is doing so well at home. We are sitting here on this lovely afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day here in the Midwest. I can't believe it's the end of May.
I can't
either.
We are
almost into June. Where has the year gone?
I don't know. And I think that everyone feels that February and March just lingered forever. And
yes.
Now we're at the end of May.
But yet it was all kind of a blur. Like, yeah. I really am paying attention to how fast this year is going because of how old Henry is. Because it's
so
like
true.
4 months, 5 months. And when you say it back like that, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But here we are and it's almost June, which is just bananas. But I hope you guys all had a wonderful Memorial Day. We had such a great weekend, which we'll get into in a second. But it was terrible weather here in the Midwest, and I think all of the East Coast got hit by rain and what appeared to be like 50 degree weather.
Yes.
I kept seeing people posting in blankets at the Hamptons.
I know.
So that was a little, I think if we were home, a 3 day weekend with gross weather would have done us in.
Right. And we have a lake house, and so it seems like that would be the place to go, but we've been burned a number of times.
Yes.
And it's chilly and it's cold, and you're sitting there looking at yucky weather.
It's really a hit or miss in May with the weather here. And again, with the Midwest and East Coast, it takes some time for it to be that consistent summer weather you're looking for. So
I felt very victorious that we had planned this trip.
Yes.
And that we were there and we were in the warmth and the sunshine.
I completely agree. That was just such a win that you did that, because we don't. Sometimes we're out of town over Memorial Day, like in years past, if we've been in Europe or done big family trips, it can sometimes land. That's
land.
That's what I was looking for.
We never normally miss the whole Memorial Day weekend. Like sometimes we'll leave on Sunday or Monday, but we just went, we wanted warmth.
We wanted warmth, and warmth we found. So it was, we'll get into that in a second. But what are some of your bows and lows? And it can be from this past weekend. It can be from last week. You know, we haven't really chatted with them in a bit. So.
Well, that's true, because your low last week.
So I was sick last week. I was so sick and I had a horrible cough. My throat was scratchy. It would hurt. And recording was just not in the cards. I was miserable and it would have been a miserable episode. So I prioritized my health and wellness. And Elizabeth actually got sick first.
Yes.
She contracted it from somewhere. I do believe like a spring cold is percolating around people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so annoying too, because I was feeling so great. And then she gave it to me and it lasted about 4 days.
She was actually kind of funny when you were in the depths of your illness and texting from your apartment, I don't feel well. She said, you know, we were out on Friday night and Emily went to the restroom and I took a sip of her drink.
And I'm just now learning this.
Are
you
know.
Kidding me?
I thought
I never
it would be good
this.
For the podcast. And she said, I think that maybe it was because of that. Because I stayed away. I mean, Elizabeth lives at home. I stayed away from her. I stayed away from you.
Oh my God, I was furious that I got sick.
And
I was and thank God it didn't turn in. I would have lost my mind on her if it had turned into a sinus infection, which is what I was worried was going to happen.
I thought you actually knew that. I didn't realize that I was
I did not know that at all.
She was kind of thinking, she's like, do you think, I mean, that could have done it. I don't know.
I don't.
I maybe just
that
started
definitely,
a
that's
problem.
Definitely. I just figured it was because I was near her, but like you and Claire and Dad didn't get sick. I was worried about getting the baby sick. I really stayed away from him.
Yeah.
I didn't touch him for like a week. But I thought it was so odd how I got it. And it was such a specific sickness. Like it was my throat hurt. I had a horrible cough and these like serious body aches.
Yes.
That it hurt to like lie down and I had a horrible headache and I was just tired. So it was amazing that it was wrapped up in 4 days. And then I got like the start of a sty. I thought that was going to also take me out, but somehow we kind of just skated right past it all. Didn't get a sinus infection. I'm a little congested, but that's just like normal, like pollen type things.
Thank you for that update.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, I feel a lot better, but it was really annoying because it was kind of like a lost week. You know, when that happens, you're like, I mean, obviously I could do work from anywhere, but I was
foggy. Felt bad for you.
Yeah, I felt bad for me too. I was also on my period. I mean, it was a low of a week. So
yeah, that was not good.
But then it was followed by a bow with our trip. So I really very much made up for it how I felt. I was like, okay, I was ready to go by the time it was time for Memorial Day weekend. What would your bows and lows be?
I would say that my bow is for sure our trip. Our weekend getaway was just a blast. I loved every minute of it. I don't really have a low. I felt terrible because you both were sick the week before.
Yes. I don't think people believe me too how sick I was.
No, you were. I believe you.
Okay.
All right. I saw it.
I always, that's what I always love when like, because sometimes it sounds so fake, like I'm sick, but I really was sick. And I sometimes think like people are like, you're fine. I'm like, I couldn't think.
No, I mean, you were still trying to function and do work, right, but right. You couldn't have, there were a lot of things you couldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody wanted to be close enough because you sounded terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
So yeah. Did I validate it enough?
You
because
did.
I and felt then terrible for you.
Yes. And then Elizabeth's boyfriend also got sick.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so she's kind of like wreaking havoc.
Yes, yes. But I'm glad you feel better. I didn't really have a low other than you guys didn't feel well. But thankfully, nothing. I know I'm kind of racking my brain. Nothing
bad happened at all.
Seriously.
You can't think of one negative thing that happened. Well, so everything's positive in her life.
For this week. Everything.
Yeah, for this week. I know. I think that this is always like a transition time. I feel like the last thing I'll say in the sickness, last year before we went to Paris, this exact same thing happened to me and I contracted a sinus infection and I did have to go to urgent care. And that was like just nipped in the bud with some prednisone. But I don't know what this was and I didn't like it. So
some sort of a virus. And I do think there is a pattern. Like Connor said, he always gets sick right after his birthday in April.
Yeah.
So I do think like dad always seems to get a sinus infection in the fall.
Right.
I do think there are cyclical things to illnesses. And I need to knock on wood because I didn't get it and I'm going to try and not get it.
Well, I think you're in the clear now because I was fine by like last Thursday. Right. And it's like almost been a week at this point. So.
I do take zinc when periodically.
Yes.
I go in spurts. So I have been taking that.
Yeah.
And getting lots of sleep.
And getting lots of sleep and your liquids and everything like that. And wash your hands and don't touch people and don't be near people. And you should be totally healthy. So yeah, those are kind of our bows and lows.
The other thing that I've been using is that Touchland.
Oh yeah.
That little spray. I don't love Purell. I don't like the feel of it. I'm really good about washing my hands, but I do like that Touchland. You have to have the correct scent. If it's too potent, I don't like it, but I like the way it feels. It's light.
I like that it's not sticky. It doesn't leave like a weird residue.
No.
You know, where your hand's stuck to everything you touch. Right.
And it's gentle. Like you're not blasted with a whole large amount of something.
Totally. It's a very understated hand sanitizer.
Yes.
And I like the shape of the bottle that it's in. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much. You gave us some recently.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. So shout out to Touchland and to hygiene.
So true.
So we were in Sea Island, Georgia this weekend, which we mentioned. And we were there when we were younger and always had fond memories of the Cloisters.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we just kind of decided, I don't know, how did you pick it? I mean, obviously we've known about it, but like what was your inspiration for this weekend? Was it just like warmth because you weren't sure? It was kind of a...
Yes. So I wanted warmth and I love the environment there.
Yes.
And I knew it was... There was something that would keep everybody occupied and happy.
We were very active on this trip as well.
Yeah, we were.
We played, so you guys know we play tennis, or we grew up playing tennis. All three girls played tennis in high school. You played tennis in high school. Mm-hmm. Harry, you get it. We play tennis. So we played tennis on the trip.
We did, but I haven't played regularly in a number of years.
Yes.
Usually if I'm on vacation, I'll go do it. And 2 days in a row, we played and we had a ball.
We had so much fun.
Yeah.
And I was saying this to Elizabeth. I think it was one of the evenings we were going to bed. And I said, I like how everyone in the family just, like, there was no stretching. There was no warming up. No. There was no running in place. We just took off. Like, just random run. Like, you know what I'm saying? We didn't even warm up. It was just.
No, I did mild stretching. And I was not sore at all.
Claire had
shin splints. But she's a new mom. She has not. You know,
play tennis run.
In a few years. She's active. Like she walks and she does weights and she holds Henry. But her shins hurt.
I was sore.
And you were really sore.
It was
too.
This right here. It was the forearm that kind of wraps around. And suddenly I was back in high school. You know, with my forearm was out of whack. The part of the rotator cuff kind of started flaring up. It did feel amazing because I forgot how much of a full body workout tennis is.
Yeah.
Long, lean muscles. You know, you can't. It's just such a good way for your arms and everything. It's just fabulous. And I really, and the sweat is different when you play tennis too.
Yeah. And it was hot. It just felt great. And we had Coach Terry, who can just analyze and pinpoint your swing immediately.
He should seriously go into coaching.
He should, and he looked like a coach, and it makes me laugh. He's so cute. And he, you know, I'm hitting a little bit, and it comes back. That muscle memory comes back. But then he's right away tells me two things to do, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I don't seem to retain. He can look at and analyze each person's swing.
Each person's swing, each person's grip, where you're going wrong, what foot you need to lead with. It is remarkable. And also, like, he hasn't played in a while either, and he just picks up, right? You would have thought that he had a, you know, 9 o'clock lesson.
Right.
And he had just finished up somebody else on the court. So that's crazy. Yes. After this, by the second day, I felt like it had all come back to me and everything was, you know, rushing back at a quick pace.
We're going to have to try and play more this summer. Like, we usually play pickleball over the summer or something, but the last year or two, I haven't played tennis.
It's just
I've
such
played
good
pickleball.
And pickleball, we annihilate everybody in pickleball because we have that tennis background, and it's like so much easier because the paddle's so much smaller. Right. You're closer together, but the ricocheting that happens with your body when you are hitting that, and I'm sure some people listening to this are avid tennis players, or maybe you're in a league or something like that. But I would love to consistently play tennis this summer. I feel like I always kind of say that in the beginning, but I feel like wrapped in our health journey, like such a good workout.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing we like a ponytail and a hat.
And
you know?
We didn't even really keep score. We didn't get that far. We were playing little games. Like, let's just try and keep it in play for 10 to 12.
Totally. But even like the ball machine is so.
Oh, it's so good. I love a wall.
I love a ball machine.
It's such good exercise. And I thought it's such great. It has always been stress relief for me.
Yes, and we only had the courts for an hour because it was packed there, but it flew by. Like, if you told me you need to go take an hour workout class, I'm like, I can't do it. But that hour flew by.
Yeah. And we just kind of, we would take turns.
And I got new tennis shoes from On.
Yes, those, I also bought those because half the battle is having the appropriate attire for whatever you're about to embark on.
Totally.
And those On Cloud Roger Federer tennis shoes.
Women's tennis shoes.
They're cute and they're great court shoes and they're a great price and they're really comfortable. And we both put them on for the first time. I bought them a couple months ago so I would be ready on a on a moment's notice to go play.
So am.
Yeah. And I had them. Mine are all white. Yours are really cute. They had pink. And Claire and Elizabeth wore their tennis shoes from forever ago. Good old friends. They're so cute.
Yeah.
I have to tell the story. Can I tell a story about Elizabeth and her tennis shoes?
Oh my God, this is so funny.
So when Elizabeth was a senior in high school, we were driving to the state tennis tournament, okay? So her high school team is competing in states and there's a chance they could win.
We would go to states every year, by the way. We had a really good tennis team.
Yes, and it was a big deal and whatever. So we're driving, it's past COVID, but still COVID-ish times. We are almost to Columbus, which is 2 hours away. And from the back seat, she says to me, and when she was getting ready in the morning, she put on like a cool slide with her socks. And I said, why don't you just wear your shoes? No. I'm going
to
change.
That was like the thing. We always had to show up in slides.
Yeah. And I remember I normally didn't care, but I just said, why don't you just put your shoes on? To me, that seems far more efficient. No. I'm just going to wear these and whatever. So I don't say anything else. We are almost to the state site to play the matches. And from the back seat, she says, I might have forgotten my tennis shoes. And she said, I have other shoes back here, but they aren't my tennis shoes. I was so calm. And I thought that Terry, he's very calm too, but what do you mean you think you, I mean, we all knew that she had forgotten. But
it was gone. It was the lost cause.
Yes. Yeah. So I quickly got on my phone and Dick's Sporting Good was kind of near there. Got on my phone and I looked onto Dick's Sporting Goods. There was one nearby. I find a pair of shoes and I kind of hold it back to her and she goes, I don't like the way those look.
Oh, I didn't know she said that. Oh my gosh.
And I said, okay, this is all there is.
Yeah.
And she said, okay, I got it. I drop them off at the tennis match. Mm-mm. She puts on her other tennis shoes, regular shoes.
Yeah, like running shoes.
I said, don't say a word to anyone and warm up. I will be back. I picked up the tennis shoes. In New York, I could sit in the parking lot and they bring it out to me. Bring them to the tennis match. She put them on. She played in them. Her feet bled in the back. There's still blood on the tennis shoes.
Oh, that's
because
right.
She had so many blisters because they were brand new shoes. Turns out they are one of her favorite pairs of shoes, and she still has them, and she wore them the other day, and she's like, I love these shoes.
They're literally her favorite. She's had them since high school. She's worn them for years. But the one thing, like, the two things she needed was her tennis shoes and her racket. And you have to break your tennis shoes in.
Yes.
Like, raw going after that. It's just not what you want.
I was so stressed out. She actually played really well, but I could not believe it.
That is kind of like Elizabeth. That's like when she was
so
during
her.
COVID. I don't know why we're telling these random stories of Elizabeth.
Yeah.
When she was during COVID, when she worked for the little boutique up at her lake house.
Yeah.
And the story about the...
Yes, she had to work, but she also would do... She would take her classes like from home because it was COVID and she was taking them from home. So she realized that she signed up to work. She would do it on purpose so she could make money. And she loved working there. She signed up to work like when she's supposed to have classes.
Yeah.
So I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And like, how are you going to do this? She goes, okay, well, I'm taking a test online. And then I have to get to work to unlock and be there by 10. So we're at the lake house and I'm doing whatever. And I can hear her in the other room and she's doing her class. And all of a sudden, I walked by and she covered her mouth because she's on camera in her class. And she goes, get the car.
We still quote it.
Get the car. So we get into the car. She takes the laptop with her and she's still.
Oh my God.
Like in the class. And she maybe turned the camera off or something like that. We are almost to the store. She covers her mouth again and she goes, I forgot the key.
She goes, I forgot the keys. Like this, covering her mouth as if she's trying to make it seem like she hasn't just moved from the house to a car to a store.
Crazy. So I have to turn around. I run in and get the stupid key. And then I take her back and then her class was over. But we always laugh about that. Get the car.
Get the car. Like under her breath, like trying not to change her face on the screen.
No, it's ridiculous.
She's definitely known for doing stuff like that. That must be like
so
the youngest sibling in her. But it does crack me up. But yeah, the other day we were on the court and she was like, oh my God, the dried blood is still on my shoe from the States. Was she the team captain?
I think so.
I can't remember if she
was or not. It was appalling that she forgot her shoes.
It was appalling. I remember hearing this story and I was like, oh gosh. Luckily there was a Dick's nearby.
She would have had to just play in regular. She would have like twisted her ankle.
She would have
or
twisted
something.
Her ankle because you cannot play on a regular court.
You need a court
running
shoe.
Shoes because you get stop start. It's like squeaky and then you would trip over yourself. She'd be on the floor. Yeah, she's lucky actually that the only thing that happened was her back of her foot was bleeding
and they weren't playing first, so she actually had time.
Okay.
Like we knew that going into it. Otherwise she was gonna, like I said, you're just gonna have to wear the other shoes and then I'll bring you whenever I get back.
Right, exactly. And who knows when you're sweating driving to Dick's.
Thank goodness she played really well because
thank goodness. I think she mentally was like, I have to play well so I don't get in a lot of trouble for my tennis shoes. Maybe if I play so well they'll be so excited
it's
for
a
me.
Classic story.
I think I forgot my tennis shoes. Well, you definitely did.
Yeah.
Now we're screwed.
So the bottom line is we had a great time running around the tennis courts. It was really relaxing and fun.
It was very relaxing and fun, and it was very busy at Sea Island this weekend, but in a festive way. You know, it was kids, red, white, and blue. Everyone, big takeaway. Do you know what I'm going to say about this weekend? What a big takeaway was?
Can I tell? Everyone was dressed so nicely.
Yes, everyone was dressed so nicely. I know we love to harp on this show, which we'll stop doing, on the way that everybody looks. I feel so much better about society. People looked lovely. I want to just shout out Georgia right now for whatever they're doing down there. But it was so refreshing to see kids were in matching dresses with bows. Little boys were in seersucker suits, moms and dads. I was like,
everybody looked
honestly,
really
maybe
nice.
It's just where we live.
Honestly.
Because everyone looked really nice. And one of the evenings we went to bingo, which Sea Island is like known for this famous bingo. Mm-hmm. And you had to have a sport coat for bingo. And a lot of the restaurants required a jacket as well.
Yeah.
And everybody looked nice. Everybody looked nice. It was really just so good to see. So if you want to feel like, you know, it's still alive and well, go to Sea Island.
Well, and it was fun. I mean, we always like to put a dress on and it just was fun to walk around and other people had dresses on.
I know. It's sometimes fun, but then it's like more fun. Like you just said, you want to be not the only one because then you
feel.
We always joke. This is something else that we like quote a lot is whenever mom and I are discussing like what to wear or what we're going to, if we put a dress on, for some reason, I don't even know how this quote started, but we always say, well, we're gonna feel like Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Because she would always come in those costumes and she'd have all those feathers and these completely crazy overdone. Outfits, completely overdone. And she was in the middle of nowhere. And that's sometimes how we feel in a dress and heels. Yes. Like, we're going to feel like Moira Rose walking into this event.
Yes. I know where it started. When Claire was graduating from college, I didn't realize that we were going to this big, huge graduation. Yeah, family. It's like I didn't know that we were going to this outdoor dinner picnic thing. And I didn't feel like I had the right attire for this. So I put together, I just had white pants on. It was very me, a cute little blouse, and I had espadrille wedges.
Yeah.
And we walked into this thing, and I didn't know anyone in this particular group. And there were a lot of people there. And I said, after the fact, I felt like Moira Rose walking in, because some of the people were like, why are you so dressed up? I'm like, no, this is not.
You have no idea. I
had a sundress. Like, I don't, this is not. And I felt ridiculous in this basic outfit. So ever since then, I think that's where it came from. I'm like, I literally felt like Moira Rose walking into this cookout.
We say that all the time. Yeah. Like, a lot of the times why we're in like a pantsuit or maybe like a blazer pant situation is because that's actually like one tier down. Like today, we'll get to what we were doing in a second. But I was like, I can't wear a dress because I'm going to feel so overdone and like Moira Rose. Yeah. But that's right. That's, I actually forgot where the origin of this story was. And what made it even funnier is I'm picturing where that party was.
Yes.
And you honestly, you kind of were like Moira Rose.
I was.
That
and
day.
I had bright, my blouse was bright colors. And I think it was predominantly red because we were at Miami of Ohio. And I felt like an idiot.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also the worst when you get called out for it too.
It was embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
And I didn't even know how to say to them, I don't know what else I would have worn.
I don't have anything else that is one.
I don't have cutoffs.
No, I don't have jean shorts.
I don't have a t-shirt from 1997.
I showered, so starting with that.
Yeah, it was. So that's where that came from.
I was wondering where that. That's like one of sometimes, our.
Yeah, if we're going out, I'll say, "Am I going to look like Moira Rose?"
That's one of our family quotes. Yeah, because it just kind of sums it up, and we're always like, "No, you don't." Like, this is the perfect temperature.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So today, well, anything else from the trip? I mean, I feel like there was like somebody. First of all, baby Henry. Oh my God! Shout out to the most perfect child on this planet Earth. I love him. He was so good. He was decked out in red, white, and blue.
He was.
So many cute outfits. The funniest was I guess it was the last dinner. I mean, we were only there for a couple days. He had a two-piece sweater, short set with a American flag on it. And at dinner, it was kind of coming up. So his cute. Stomach's out. Like, in the middle, we're like, oh my God, cover up, my Lord. He looks so cute. He is such a good baby. And everyone, I mean, we are so biased. Like,
yeah,
he's our, you know, one of us. But everyone was stopping and saying, like, he is so beautiful.
He's so cute. He's got chubby cheeks, and he's really smiley.
He's so smiley.
Yeah.
And mom does this, like, what would you say? It's like a bubble spit thing to him.
Like, yeah. It's like a little raspberry sound.
It's like a raspberry sound. And he's been doing it, and now he's been doing it on his own, kind of unprovoked by mom. And it is the cutest thing ever. And grabbing him at the feet.
Yeah. And if you do it, he just immediately smiles. So his wardrobe was fantastic.
Yes, it really was fantastic. Yeah. We also went on a huge bike ride. I went on two bike rides, but I went on a bigger bike ride with you and Dad yesterday. And that was after, you know, all of the tennis and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I honestly thought I was paralyzed from the legs down after the tennis and the bikes, because it was working so many muscles. We had massages, and I was just laying on the table. I was like, you have to put me back together.
I'm doing adjustment, whatever.
I now live on this table because I'm unable to get up. Yeah. I actually did say to her at one point, because she was like working on my feet, best foot massage I've ever gotten. I think she was getting a little concerned. And I did say to her, I was like, I just want to say I haven't played tennis in a few years, and we've been doing some tennis. So if you're feeling things, she was like, oh, okay.
My massotherapist said your hips are completely out of line. And I said, you know, I it feels like that. That explains a lot.
That's what's wrong with me.
That could be my low. My hips were
out of line.
There you
go. You found something.
Yeah. And I did even say to Dad, I'm like, I feel like I needed a chiropractic adjustment. Like, I wanted someone to pull my leg. She ended up releasing my psoas. And the iliacus, I think, is the other thing. And she was awesome. I could feel things shifting and releasing. And
yeah,
I said, well, that's got to make you feel good about your job. Like, instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
Yeah.
I'm always.
She was like under my underarm, because my arm was really sore. you know what? That's my low. I had all these weird body aches.
Yeah. And I knew we'd get to someplace.
Yeah. And you know, when you sleep in a different bed and yeah, my lower back, but it was like I had a full adjustment. I kind of felt like you, I didn't want to leave the massage bed.
I didn't think I could get up.
I felt so good.
I didn't think I could get up, seriously. Yeah,
could you get, let me just get on your back and carry me back to my room.
No, seriously, yeah. I need a wheelchair to get out of here.
It was great. It was
really, and I'm not as sore today. I've definitely, we also got a little sun too, which I think was very needed. I kind of came back and I was like protecting myself. I was under blankets and stuff and I feel like I still got some sun. It's like the sun, it's like when dogs know that you're afraid or like bees and stuff are coming. It's like the sun knows that we are so sensitive to it that it was even more. It was funny when we went to bingo that night though, because everyone at every table was just fried. You know, it was just red in the face. Like,
yes.
So
and
everyone.
I was watching just burnt men's backs, just one after another. They all looked.
Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Just tan lines and little kids. It was just fried. Yes. Which was kind of funny. But festive.
It was funny.
Festive fun. It was such a fun weekend. And it was like literally the best way to kick off the summer.
And they have a lot of restaurants there. So it's kind of nice. Like we split up two of the nights,
yeah,
and Connor and the baby and Claire went to family-friendly restaurants, and we went to ones where you had to be 21 and older, which was also kind of nice. So we did a good mix of everyone together time, but then having your own.
Yeah, we did. There are a ton of restaurants there, which it's a big, huge resort. I mean, obviously, we have been there before, but how old was I when I was there?
The last time you were there, you were in like sixth grade.
Okay,
seventh grade.
I didn't remember some parts of it.
Yeah,
but. I love a big resort.
Yeah.
I like a small resort too, obviously. I like a resort, but I love a big resort.
Yes. Like the Dunlin was so fun, but it's teeny.
Teeny.
You just need one or two nights. You could stay here longer. And then like you can rent houses there. There's all sorts of options.
There's a tier for, there's just like something for everyone. A condo, a suite, a hotel room, a rental, a cottage. I mean, it was
and we
just
did
huge.
Three hotel rooms just so we all had our own space. And
yeah, I liked
great.
Being in the main building too. Yeah. That was nice. So that was our little weekend. And then today we've like honestly had kind of a impromptu fun day.
Really fun day.
We went to a little trunk show, which was so exciting. We went to the Mestiza trunk show, which they are in Cleveland, which I mean, how exciting is that? Any shopping event that's nearby, we're here for.
So fun.
And if you guys are new here or you haven't heard, Mestiza is a fabulous brand. It's based out of New York City and they just do beautiful dresses and skirts and swim, and they have some jewelry. And they're also, they're in Dillard's, Bloomingdale's, and what was the other one that she
Anthropology.
Said? Anthropology. Yes. So,
and you've had Mestiza stuff sent to you and you've worked with them
before. Yeah, I was a tastemaker, I want to say like a year and a half ago. So they kind of just do like a little highlight, a little feature. And then, yeah, I've worn they've sent some stuff over the past couple of years.
It's really
cute.
So
they were like, oh my gosh, we're coming to Cleveland. So we went there and we were able to meet the founder, Louisa, and then her sister-in-law is from Cleveland. So that was a connection because they live in New York City. So that's what we did today, which was kind of fun to have
a little
outing right after a trip.
Yeah, it was so fun. And they had a couple little refreshments and then they had the racks up and they're overnighting. So if you picked out, you got a really cute skirt.
Yes. They sent me a dress just like as kind of like a thank you for going. And then obviously we were shopping while we were there and I found a lovely summer skirt. Kind of going off of that conversation of Moira Rose, there's sometimes where I need a skirt. Like I want to be dressed up, but I don't want to be in a dress. So we're one tier below because I like a fitted tee and a full skirt. I think that's a really flattering thing on people.
Yes.
So I found that exactly. And it's this gorgeous skirt with
really pretty,
really bright patterns. I'll link it down below in case you guys want to check it out. They're actually overnighting it. So I have it hopefully by tomorrow because I have a thing on Friday that I need it for.
Yes. And it also, there was a coordinating top, but it just sort of hangs. It's scalloped and it's really cute.
Super cute.
But you just wanted to do the skirt part and it's darling. And we had some beautiful, two pair of really pretty earrings that I'm going to keep.
Tell about the necklace.
Oh, and then the necklace, it came in gold or silver and we got it in silver. But there's a long chain that you can take on or off to make it into a belt.
It is so cool.
It's cool.
And everyone, when you see it, you're going to throw up because it's so cool. And these belt situations and like tassel belts, I feel like in general have been really in. Mm. And I have actually been meaning to bring this topic up to you.
Okay.
And we were supposed to have a discussion about it. We got to talk about the belts. And then today, I already loved it as a necklace. And then she threw and then it was a belt. I mean, it's one of those pieces that we're going to get so many questions on.
It's really cute and it's big. I'm engaged. I'm like, wow, this thing is amazing. But it does, it's big rosettes And then you unhook this belt part if you want to wear it as a necklace. It's really pretty.
Oh my gosh. Alyssa's going to freak out when she sees it.
She's going to love it. And then they also do earrings, which I did not realize they had earrings that were convertible. And you can take off the bottom. So it's like a longer hang down situation. And then you can take the bottom off. So it's like two looks in one.
I didn't even know that they had jewelry, to be honest. I knew they did swim. I knew all the clothes and stuff. I didn't know they did jewelry and handbags. And I don't know if that's just for their trunk shows. I'm assuming it's everywhere if you could buy it online.
Right.
So, but they really have pretty pieces.
Really. We should almost do like a board or something with all Mestiza.
And you know, I think that everything looks the same these days. You go on, you're scrolling. Everything's the same. Sorry, I had a Diet Coke before this. Yeah. I thought that the jewelry was very fresh.
Yes, I did too. I really loved, they had a swimming suit and it was like a coral color. And then it had these darling pants that were two different fabrics. And they had almost like a palazzo type pant.
Yeah.
And then like a little belt. I've never seen anything like it. They were really cute.
Really, really cute things. Yes. So that was like just a fun little, and it was nice to meet the team and everybody was so sweet. And yeah. Nothing like a shopping event to put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
And it was a little networking thrown in there as well. Yeah. Very important. It's anytime a brand like any brand in Cleveland, we're going to come and support because we want to, you know, encourage that. So we did that. And then we actually popped over to Nordstrom.
Yeah.
And we popped over to the J. Crew that's nearby. And
well, we wanted to get a fitted tee to go with this skirt. So we found like a lavender type one that was Veronica Beard at Nordstrom. And then we just got, I think it's really cute. It's basic, but it's really cute. It's got like a cap sleeve and it's navy from J. Crew.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll wear it. It's basic and you'll wear it with a lot of stuff.
Well, I was looking through, because I have this thing on Friday and I was looking through my wardrobe last night and I have so many clothes, right? And I have so many things, but it just wasn't right for this situation. Mm. So I think having those basic tees to pull from, I mean, I'm going to wear those shirts all the time. My favorite t-shirt ever, write this down. If you're listening, stop what you're doing and write this down.
I can't wait.
Is the L'Agence black fitted tee. You look like you are 6 pounds. You look so small. It is so flattering and it's so soft and it's resilient.
Yes.
I will wash it over and over again. It doesn't pill. I don't even know what that fabric is.
It's got a little bit of stretch. I love those fitted. I wear them under a blazer all the time. I have a navy one.
You said that to me. I'm jealous. I don't know if they still make it. They do. I like it sometimes.
Okay. They also always have like pattern ones. Like I have a really pretty one with butterflies all over it.
Yes.
Like whatever their big pattern is, they usually, I have ginger jars on one and it just looks really cool under like a black blazer.
I have like a toile one in black and a toile one in taupe. And it's just a very elevated t-shirt. And it's very flattering.
Laura turned us on to those years ago. But that's a good thing to keep an eye out for are the L'Agence fitted tees.
I also feel like with my certain t-shirts, like it depends on like your chest and whatever. But sometimes this is something else we say. It looks like a loaf of bread, like with certain t-shirts. You're like, yeah, that looks like a loaf of bread.
Right.
These are not. This is very form fitting in a nice way, in a tasteful way. So that was my TED talk on t-shirts.
Wonderful.
And where is this lovely top from?
Oh, thanks. This is, I think this might be leather. This is TWP, and I wore it with a really pretty linen skirt today that had like embroidered flowers on it.
You looked like $1 million.
Thank you.
And I have my polka dot pants on. I have a full Zara look, and I got a lot of compliments.
You got a lot of compliments. It's a great look. The polka dot pants, the polka dot shoes.
This little top
with
a frill, and I'm going to drinks in like an hour and a half with my friend Kelsey. We're just going to get a glass of Sabi B and sit at the bar, and I'm going to wear this, and I hope she appreciates it. I know she'll appreciate it.
Oh, she will.
Yeah.
Also, ladies, if you haven't checked out these TWP tops, I love them because this collar situation.
It's such an Anne neckline.
It is, and I just love it. Yeah.
It's really.
And they have long sleeve. They always do cool things with their sleeves. I have a bunch of different ones.
Your arms are looking so lovely and tan. Talk about that.
I wish that I had something really interesting that I use, but I use Jergens Instant Sun.
Okay, we're still on the Jergens.
And I did order, you mentioned it, and I saw someone else using it, the Loving Tan. I just ordered it yesterday. There's the 10-minute express one. and you put it on and then you shower it off and it develops over 24 hours. But I tend to just use the Jergens.
It looks really nice every time I look over and your arms catch my eye and they're so nice and tan. And I feel like you aren't like scrubbing and you're not standing there like exfoliating. You just, it's just gradual.
Yeah, I just...
That's another Anne buzzword is gradual.
There's nothing extreme about me, but I take a shower and then I use a mitt and I pump. I mean, I get it from Amazon.
Oh, you do use a mitt.
I use a mitt and I pump and I put it on. And then as I'm getting ready, I just stay like that for 15 minutes with no clothes on or anything, 20 minutes, however long it takes me to get ready, which doesn't take me long. And then I get dressed and I go about my day and wait till you see my arms tomorrow. They're going to be darker.
They're going to be darker, but they look so great. It's just very, I feel like things are very seamless for you. Like I'm standing upright like a horse in my apartment for hours.
I don't have time for that.
I will say the other day I had cleaned out my sink, like underneath my sink, and I got rid of just like a lot of products. Things were expired. Things were exploding. So I was clean. So I cleaned it out and then I had to go tan the next day before we went to Georgia. And I realized that I was out of my normal Saint-Tropez. This is a really stupid story. So I had a small, probably about this big. It was from Loving Tan. It was more of like a gel, probably honestly the material of, not the material, the consistency of your Jergens, I'm sure. And I used it with a mitt and it lasted so much longer. And we don't have these like weird patchy moments like in between the elbow. It was so much better and it didn't reek after, like the next day you always have that smell to you.
How long did you keep the Loving Tan on before you showered it
off? I still kept it on for a while because I was like packing and doing stuff. It was probably a good 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, there is an. I just made this face. If you're listening, you missed my whole expression. Like 3 to 4 hours.
I was doing other things.
It's like you're going on a trip.
Yeah. No, I know. No. You could literally fly somewhere in that time. No. I was doing so many things during that time, which is typically how I operate. But first, like, okay, I really do need to take a step back and maybe look into some of your gradual tanning products.
Because I've been talking about it for a while.
This is no way to live.
No.
This is no way
and
to live.
Claire has been using, Claire is fair, so fair. Her tan looked so great. And she brought it with her. I usually bring it on the trip. I didn't this time because I was fine for the 4 days.
Yeah.
But she brought it and put it back on. And she just looked, it looks great. And it takes, it's minutes. Minutes.
All right. Hopefully our first podcast sponsor will be Jergens because you have got me convinced.
Yeah. The instant sun. And I go a shade. I don't do the lightest shade. I do the next one.
Yeah. You always got to go one shade up. That whole thing is baloney. That like light to medium. And you got to go medium to dark.
I will say I for years just use the gradual one I put on every day. This is light years above it. I really like it.
Well, you look great.
Thanks. And I did, I don't know why I succumbed and bought the Loving Tan. I follow somebody and she said she really likes it, but I don't know how I feel about leaving it on for 10 minutes and showering it off and that takes 24 hours. I just like putting it on. And honestly, since this morning, I look more tan.
You do. That's why I noticed it because we're so close to each other right now recording and your arm caught my eye. So I just wanted to address that. Okay, we're going to finish up this episode because I have a lot of people have been emailing in questions just throughout the couple of weeks. If things pop up in their life, they need some Anne's advice. We're going to do a full Anne's advice next week.
I think that's
a
great idea.
Today, we kind of just needed to chat and catch up.
Yes.
Oh, also really quick, I know you don't watch Summer House, which is so terrible, but the Summer House reunion was on last night, and that was actually my reward. I like showered, unpacked laundry, worked out, ate dinner, did all the things because I wanted to watch it. And
was it everything you had hoped for?
It was everything I had hoped for. It was very good TV. I feel like, you know what? This is something you can probably relate to. Sometimes I feel like recently Andy Cohen doesn't always care. You know, like I feel like
he's yawning. He seems disinterested, kind of flippant about things.
Yes. Like he very much, it's just a job for him, which I understand, but also a little too removed, like
a little cocky. A little cocky.
I felt like he was very much locked into this reunion. You know, he knew that he had to get things figured out.
How many seasons of Summer House?
10.
You know, you said that because
So there was, I'm not going to start. And this was like the scandal of a lifetime. I've seen this past season and the season before it.
Okay.
But this was over. I started watching it back in March and then this whole thing went down. It's hard to discuss the show when nobody else has watched it.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. But
it was a great reunion.
It was good. I wish they would have talked a little bit more about, I feel like, well, it's three parts. So we were.
That's what I was going to ask you.
We were, part one, slowly moving into it. I think that Amanda, who my biggest takeaway was Amanda, with this whole scandal is happening. Did you, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis. So Amanda was married to Kyle for like 10 years. Then they separated. And then her best friend is Sierra. And Sierra dated Wes like 2 years ago, but was like obsessed with this man. Like it really hit her hard. She had a bad breakup. She really liked him. He publicly like wrote a whole article about her, about how he didn't like her and whatever. So then they secretly started dating. So her best friend and then they were together, and then they put out this crazy
statement.
That's
lousy.
But my biggest takeaway was that she was sitting there and she had such dead eyes. Dead. There was nothing behind her. Oh my God. So I wonder if anybody else kind of clocked that. I'm looking forward to next week. And then I just got a message from somebody, because I posted on my story that there's an unedited version on Peacock, but I don't have Peacock. Yeah, it's like the uncensored, unedited version. I don't think it was a joke, because it came from a very reliable source. So now after this show, I need to look into this, because I might be a Peacock member this evening. But anyway, it was good. I felt like we got some questions answered. Okay, we're going to get into some of the emails. So, I'm going to read this out loud.
Okay.
Hi, Emily and the Bose team. My question is too long to fit in the Instagram box, so I'm submitting it here. I'm currently a corporate lawyer in big law and in my third year of practice. I also just recently turned 30 years old. My husband and I have been wanting to start a family, but have delayed it given I have been fairly new and junior in my career. We have now decided that we want to grow our family and don't want to delay it any longer. While I'm extremely started to start this next phase of our lives, I struggle to see how I can prioritize my work ambitions and desires for being a mother. I care a lot about my career, but it feels a bit impossible. Imagine doing my job as a mother, parentheses, I often work 60 plus hours. Any advice for how to approach this? I don't want to delay our family planning for the sake of a job, parentheses, my desires to be a mother are much more important than my job, but I also worked really hard for my career to achieve where I currently am. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks so much and absolutely love the pod. Also, would be much appreciated if you please kept me anonymous. Thanks. Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Always. These are always anonymous, by the way. I'm not out here like saying first and last names.
No. Okay. Well, first of all, that's amazing that she likes her job and she's got a great career. This is a difficult thing because, unfortunately, I just don't think everyone can have it all. Mm. And when you add a child to your life, I just think that things are going to have to give a little bit.
Right.
And I'm not saying she couldn't still work 60 hours, but you're just going to have to come up with some sort of a plan with childcare. And do you really want to still work all of those hours and have somebody else with your child all of that time? I think that I would start to feel bad because I'm not seeing my child. 60 hours is a lot of time to work.
That's a lot.
And it's one thing when it's just your career and your husband and you can manage and you can fit time in. But I think that you would just naturally, and luckily, if you really are ready for a baby, you have 9 months to get yourself acclimated to this idea. But I do think somehow something has to give a little bit. And I think you have to know that going in.
And maybe just like look at it as a season in your life where, you know, it's since you have worked so hard for this career, you have your law, you will always be a lawyer. So maybe just like know for the next 2 or 3 years, this might be, what would you say?
Yeah, and sounds like you're amazing at your job.
Right.
There would be flexibility maybe for a little bit lighter load.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like a little lighter load for a year or two.
Yes. And yeah. I'm not in the corporate world like that for lawyers, so hopefully right now.
The corporate world. I know you guys were wondering.
Right, I don't want somebody driving right now. I'm like, she has no idea what she's talking about. I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That was so mean of us that we didn't say that we're not in the corporate world.
I just think that it would be hard to work 60 hours and maintain. When you have the baby,
that would be so hard, Mom. That would be so hard.
Right.
That's that's a lot on her.
And I think she would be disappointed in all aspects of her life if she thinks that she's going to keep business as usual and then bring a life into the world and try and care for that child and spend time with the baby. So I just think, or wait a little bit longer if you think you're not ready yet to, you're still in that mode where you want to be working 60 hours a week and the career is more important.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I don't know if this is like just, it seems like she is ready to have children and this is like, she feels she's, you know, mentally and emotionally, but it's just the job and the hours, of course, because you're
gonna have to... I think that anticipating all of this is scarier and worse because it's the unknown. You know how to do your job. You know how to work 60 hours a week. You've gone to law school. You don't know what this means yet, having a child.
Right.
So it's scary because you're not certain, and it is going to change, and it's a strange feeling because you're used to doing one thing and now you have a person that you're in charge of.
Totally. I remember one time we were talking to like a new couple and she was pregnant and she was having the baby and she's like, yeah, we're going to Portugal 3 months later. I'm like, girl, no one's going to Portugal.
No. Like, no, they didn't go.
And they didn't go and they haven't been because life changes after a bebé.
Yeah. So. Right. And it changes for the better if it's, you know, what you want. But what I do think is good is they're thinking about it. They're not willy-nilly.
No, yes. There is no willy-nilliness in this email. And I think that it's just going to be a shift in your life. And something, like you said, will always kind of have to give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, though, and let us know what happens.
Please keep us posted.
And good luck.
And that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't circle back to, and this is just a window in your life, a season in your life.
Right.
Alrighty. Next email.
I'm ready.
Hello, Bo's team. First of all, obsessed how everyone is saying
I love
Bo's
that.
Team. Thank
I
you for it. The branding.
Yeah, I love it.
Hi, Bo's team. I'm 29, based in Raleigh, North Carolina, and my husband of 3 years and I are expecting our first child after experiencing infertility. Mm. After several months of working with a reproductive endocrinologist, we are finally able to conceive and we are absolutely overjoyed. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I love Anne's perspective as a mom, parentheses, and a new grandparent on how to share the news with our parents. Because of our journey, we've chosen not to tell even close family until the end of our first trimester, which is coming up in a few weeks. We're thinking of telling my family, three adult siblings, their spouses, and my parents at our family beach house during an upcoming trip. Parentheses, note, all of us live several hours away from each other, so it can be tricky to get together. We also got married at this beach and did our rehearsal dinner at the house. It's a cherished place in our family, full of so many memories. I would love some simple but creative ideas for sharing the news. Also, is there any chance parents could feel hurt finding out at the same time as my siblings, or is that generally considered okay? Thanks so much for sharing your 2 cents. P.S. I absolutely love the pod. It's been such a light, comforting way to unplug and laugh a little over the last couple of years. I love the Patreon as well. The recent Joyce episode was fabulous. I didn't need to read that last part, but I thought I should.
Absolutely. Well, such a nice email. So many fun things going on
Congratulations.
Here.
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's so exciting.
I'm trying to think. I don't think it's a problem that your parents are finding out when the siblings are finding out.
I don't think
so. That didn't bother. Claire and Connor came over and we were here.
Yeah.
So I think that's lovely.
I think everybody in one fell swoop is totally fine.
I do too. Yeah. And especially given, I think it's very thoughtful how you're doing it because everyone is hearing at the same time.
Yes.
So I think I love all of that. Some simple, easy ways. It sounds like you won't know the gender yet, I don't think.
No, in the first trimester.
I think you might be able to. I'm not sure if you're revealing the gender or just that you're expecting. But honestly, just something really simple.
A onesie?
Yeah, you could do. I'm just copying what Claire and Connor did. I think they went to Carter's because it all happened really fast. And it was like grandma and grandpa onesies. And I think they have them. You could get everybody a little onesie.
Yeah, and gift them.
And yeah, or something that it says like, aunt, uncle, you know, nothing super expensive, even if you wrote it on it.
Or if you wanted to tie it back in, because she mentioned she got married there and it had like,
yes,
maybe something related to like the memories continue here, or, you know, the next chapter started here and is continuing here.
That's
you could kind
sweet.
Of wrap it up into that as well, since this is a very important place to you guys. It's
yes.
special.
Yeah.
But I feel like I feel like people have kind of been going back to just simple gender reveals, birth reveals, stuff like that.
Right. You don't even have to give anybody anything. You could just...
Right, yeah. You could just
like
say
I just
I'm pregnant.
Do a toast and...
yeah.
Sometimes that's just the easiest way.
You could
way.
Do a little toast and be like, we're continuing the memories here and, you know, growing our family.
Mm-hmm.
Growing our family where our family started.
Yes.
Period.
I love it.
Please keep us updated.
Yes.
I think that's great.
That's
okay,
super
last
exciting.
Email. Hello, Emily. I actually sent this question a week or so ago to your Proton address. Oh, that's my other email. I switched it over to Gmail because we were just getting jumble humbled. This is some housekeeping that is not required by you. Okay. Okay, but it has slightly changed since then. So resending it here. Love the podcast and Patreon content. First of all, thank you so much for all of the kind words, everyone. Thank you so much. A former coworker recently tried to set me... Oh, I know this. This is a great one to end with.
Okay, I'm ready.
A former coworker recently tried to set me up with a longtime friend of her husband's. We started texting and had a nice, fun banter going. In answer to an innocuous question 3 days in, he unexpectedly dropped the bomb that he had had three failed engagements.
No.
Parentheses, no other details were shared. Our mutual friend didn't share this with me beforehand, but later told me it wasn't as bad as it sounds. While I don't expect everyone to have zero prior relationship or baggage, this was a lot. Since he never initiated a date over the 2 weeks we texted, parentheses, despite me mentioning that I'd like to get together in person, and hardly asked me questions, I decided to kindly cut ties. But I'm curious how Anne would have handled this if he had moved forward with wanting a date. To be honest, I can't picture there had been an explanation where I'd felt comfortable enough to move forward because he's still the common denominator in three failed engagements. Would you have given him the chance to explain?
No.
Nope. No. What would you have done?
Maybe he doesn't even ask people out on a date. Maybe he just proposes. He just, like, they're just engaged.
They're just engaged.
Like, if you go out with him, you're engaged. We're engaged. This is my fiance.
Here's a ring.
That's hilarious. I am in full agreement with her.
You made the right decision. You didn't even need us.
No. Three? Something's off. Come on.
Three? I mean, that is like red flag, run for the hills.
It's not like he's in his 60s or something. We've got like a young guy, three engagements. He clearly, I do feel bad for him. It sounds like he really wants to get married.
Or he's a freak, Mom.
Well, or that. I think he's a freak.
If you want to get married, you would have made one of those work.
You know who is the enemy in this whole thing is your former coworker.
Period. Seriously.
What in the world was your former coworker thinking not sharing that valuable piece of information?
She said she didn't share with us before him, but later told me it wasn't as bad as it sounds.
Okay, ma'am. Let me be the judge of that. I would like that information and I will be the judge as to whether or not I think it's bad. You withheld that information.
Then you go marry him if you don't think it's as bad. Three failed engagements, not as bad as it seems. Ma'am. I don't know people with one failed engagement, which, by the way, that's outlier. That's something happened. Somebody broke up.
That's understandable. I know people that were engaged before and they broke it off, and thank goodness.
Right. Yes.
You always want to break it off before. If you have any doubts, you break it off. I have no problem with that.
No.
Three of them?
Three.
For probably a guy in his 20s or early 30s, think of the rigmarole he's had to date. He's had to, I mean, that three different rings. Are we using the same ring? There are so many questions.
How many times have you been to the jeweler? Who are these people? How long did you know them before you proposed?
When was it broken off with each one?
Why was it broken off? What were the different reasons? Was it the same reason? Why are you rushing to propose to somebody if you know you have these issues? I mean, this is a walking red flag.
And don't
block his number.
Don't ever ask your coworker for any assistance with any problem.
She's a freak as well, by the way. To be friends with somebody like that, like, they're all freaks. You're fine. Texted for a couple weeks. You made the right decision. You didn't even need our help. But my Lord, is that if I were texting somebody and they had said, oh, by the way, I have had three ex-fiancés, immediately blocked.
I mean,
there would be no response. There would be nothing. I don't even want to know what happened.
Well, I mean, I kind of do.
Actually, I kind of do. I would actually want to know what happened.
I would like to know what happened, but I don't trust what he's going to say.
Also, so proposing to a guy, like, I feel like men really have to be pushed, you know, to get there. Strange. And like, for him to propose three times and for it, that's just crazy, Bill. People are crazy. And you do not need.
You dodged a bullet.
This is past baggage. This is like.
And it doesn't sound like this clown was even, like, you were texting and he still wasn't asking you to go out to dinner. Like, it wasn't as if you two met and...
No, he was engaged, and probably.
He probably was. It wasn't like this, it was love at first sight and that would be a different story, like... You could understand it, but this guy isn't even asking you to go out on a date.
No, you're right. For somebody who's been able to coordinate three proposals and commit to somebody, like,
you can't make a dinner date.
I mean, unless like somebody like the first fiance died, the second one like fell off a bridge, and the third one was like hit by a truck. I seriously don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like he's a murderer.
So you almost went out with a murderer. Yeah, because I see no world in which I think two failed engagements is a red flag. One. I need to hear the story. Like, I'm open to listening, and I would like to
completely
know what's going
understandable.
On. Completely understandable. Even a failed marriage, maybe. But
yes,
a failed
for sure.
marriage is still different than three failed engagements.
Correct.
That number three, like, no.
No.
Oh, my God.
And you would think three's a charm. This guy couldn't even get three's a charm.
Imagine if she, you know, hadn't really asked questions or, like, looked into this or whatever. Like, I think that we have to be asking these questions because there is something that's going to pop up.
How would she have, like, thank God she found out. Why would that ever be a question she would ask? Have you ever been engaged before?
I'm now going to add that to my list of red flags that I need to, for people, like, it, for friends and stuff. If, like,
I'm sorry, but did she find out from him?
Wait, let me look back to, hold on.
Because the coworker didn't tell her, and she found out after they had been texting.
Wait, hold on, I'm back to the lawyer. Where'd
yeah, I'm
she
just
go?
Curious.
Okay, she said, try to set me up with a longtime friend of her husband's. Mm. Longtime friend. So this is, like, somebody important in their life. We started texting, had a fun banter going in, an answer to an innocuous question
oh,
3 days
I see.
In. He unexpectedly
So you just were texting
she,
about whatever.
She italicized three failed engagements. And
no.
She said no other details were shared.
Nope.
All right. Yeah, oh my gosh. That
well,
is
that
a crazy
was,
way.
That's
so thank
a
you
crazy
for sending
one.
In those submissions. We love to hear what's on your mind, what you need help with. We have a lot more questions, and I'm going to do this again because I like to really bulk it up, and I'm going to do my sheets and everything like that. We're going to do more
yes.
Anne's advice. Throughout the summer. If you want any other segments, yeah. Let us know. We're excited for the podcast. And we thank you all so much for tuning in, for listening, and for this fun little episode that's put me in the best mood. And I'm on my way to happy hour in about 45 minutes.
Sounds
and my polka
perfect.
Dot pants. And my polka dot pants. Where I'm going to do, I'm basically going to do the same thing that I'm doing right now, just without a microphone. I'm going
right.
to be doing it in public, screaming first and last names. Be sure to subscribe to our Patreon, as always, for extra episodes. If you haven't already, it's a great time over there. We share a lot more information. It's a lot more gabbing and talking. And do you have any other updates for them? I think everything else is kind of business as usual.
No. Have a good rest of the week.
Have a good rest of the week, everyone. And we will see you next week for another episode. I hope you guys have a great day. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.